I'm joined in the studio today by a couple people from the Petersburg Medical Center and the hospital board. Welcome to you all, Liz Bacom and Darlene Whitethorn, and we have Phil Hofstetter, the CEO of the Petersburg Medical Center. This is PMC Live. It's normally a show we do the first Thursday of the month. We moved it to Wednesday because of the July 4th holiday. So welcome to you all. Thanks for coming in. And yeah, let's talk about stuff with the medical center. I'll start with you, Phil. Let's start with maybe with the governor's line item veto from last week. Medicaid funding vetoed $50 million, I think, was the figure.
Additional $50 million.
Okay, yeah, so cuts, yeah. So what does that mean, and what were you already cut? What is this going to impact the medical center?
Yeah, so there were already cuts, and related to specifically the PMC, the way the cuts would affect Medicaid funding would be 3% off of the skilled nursing facility, so long-term care. So we were already anticipating those rate cuts going forward. And then the additional line on veto of $50 million, to my knowledge, there's no there's no detail on that. So we're not really sure of the impact related to PMC. So it's just unfortunate, and just like everyone else, there's a huge trickle down effect with a lot of the veto cuts. So we're just kind of waiting a little bit to see what the final verdict is.
Was that the same amount he initially proposed way back in February with his initial budget, or was he?
The millions of dollar cuts are in my head, so I can't even remember what the original was. But I'm pretty sure it was close to that.
Okay.
It's.
How about other programs? It was the WAMI program also cut. Has that impacted or?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I looked at the detail. I can't remember if WAMI was identified in that as a line item veto. I didn't notice that, but I can't be certain.
Okay. All right. And other programs or other impacts from the announcement from Friday or?
Like I said, I think it all impacts us because we're affiliated with the University of Alaska with a nursing program. We have a lot of affiliations with that. So it's absolutely going to affect us in many, many, many different ways directly and indirectly.
Okay. And you won't know for a little while, it sounds like.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
All right. How about I know the board just passed its budget for the upcoming year. Darlene, do you want to address? Let's get a microphone.
So Darlene is
not on the board.
Oh, you're not on the board. Sorry.
She's on the foundation. She's here for the – we grabbed her off the street for the paddle battles.
Well, I won't throw you that question, though. So, Phil, the board did pass a budget last week. Can you give just a brief overview of what it looks like? And
sure. Yeah. One of the things we're doing is we're getting to a lot greater detail in the budget as we need to because of obviously the fiscal climate, but also just a level of detail within the organization. We're kind of getting a lot more in the weeds with the different departments. So as a result of that, we did approve a budget. It's pretty conservative budget, I think, overall. We are anticipating some growth opportunities. So one of the benefits, I should say, within the organization is there are some areas for improvement. So even though we're going to have some cuts with the governor's budget, I'm hoping some of those will be offset by some of the areas where we're focusing in on the budget and some of those revenue streams and some of the areas of efficiencies more than revenue streams, just efficiencies within the organization. So we're kind of excited about improving some of those. We did approve a budget. We feel like it's what we call a clean budget where the detail is there. And we're working downhill from that.
Okay. And do you envision that the board will have to go back and redo the budget with this veto announcement?
I can't guarantee anything with this. I don't anticipate. We actually did a really, I felt like we did a very conservative budget. Mm-hmm. And so we spent a lot of time with it. We had a couple of consultants that that assisted us with that. We have an auditor that's come in and that we're very excited about. So there's a few changes happening with that, but it's all in the positive.
rates going up or down, staying stable? Any changes there for all the services that you offer? Or
There is a general increase, but it's nothing out of the norm at this point.
Okay.
Nothing out of the norm at this point. Yeah.
Are there new programs or services offered or anything?
We are very lucky. We had a state grant that I applied for, a medication-assisted treatment grant. And I did find out yesterday that we were funded for the second year, fully funded. So that should help provide some additional support for things like mental health services, or behavioral health services. We're working with Peters Grove Mental Health in that area. We have a social worker that we are supporting and developing as a service line. We've been doing that already, but we're ramping that up with our medication-assisted treatment program. So it's nice because our physicians have been doing that for years, and our clinic team has been doing that for years. It's just now we're able to help support some of those wraparound service costs that to help some of those patients in that program.
Okay. Liz, feel free to jump in if Phil's missing anything. What's happening in your department, lab and imaging, anything?
Well, I'm not there anymore.
You've moved? Okay, I'm getting everything wrong today. Where are you these days?
I'm quality and infection prevention.
Okay.
So I'm all over.
Okay. So what's happening in your department?
Well, I'm actually here to talk about the paddle battle.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're pretty excited about that. We've been doing this for several years. And
this is coming up July 27th, end
yes,
of the month.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
So I thought we'd talk a little bit about, if we could, have time for just what the foundation does and what it's about. It's separate from the hospital. Mm-hmm. It's a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and we have a separate board. Phil is on there as a CEO, and Sue Paulson is our president. And Darlene is here. She's our secretary treasurer and community representative. I'm the employee representative and vice president by default. And Sarah Holmgren is also on as a alternate community member. And then Kelsey Lamb is our coordinator for the foundation. So we meet every other month on a regular basis. And we do a couple of things for fundraising. And the fundraising is for primarily education and some other services that we can provide to the hospital. So education for high school students graduating, secondary school students that are wanting to pursue a career in healthcare, and also hospital staff to be able to advance their knowledge and skills or to gain a new skill that will give them an opportunity to earn more money and work in a little bit higher level of care, provide more care. So we have our CNA program. We've had the RN program through the UAA, which is very important for rural hospitals to be able to recruit these students from UAA, which is why that program is so important to us. And we've had X-ray lab scholarships, physical therapy, it's just been all over. And the mm-hmm. thing about rural healthcare, rural Alaska, like Petersburg, is it's really hard to recruit people to come here. And a lot of the staff wear different hats. And so it's a great opportunity to get people skilled up so that it's an appealing place to stay and work. And we're improving the quality of the care that we provide here at the hospital and can keep people here in town so they don't have to travel for services if we can provide them here. So it's a win-win for everybody.
You mentioned the university program and the nursing pipeline. The university, huge cut for that line item veto. I think I heard, though, that the nursing program is continuing. Are you expecting impacts through there?
Maybe the nursing program, I'm hoping that will be kept intact. But other healthcare programs like ultrasound, diagnostic ultrasound, imaging, and laboratory sciences, those are smaller programs, a smaller student enrollment, and those are probably more at risk than the nursing program. The nursing program is a popular program, and we certainly need our nurses, so that's probably going to be kept intact.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. And I just want to say foundation also supports, we have a Medevac fund, so if you find yourself in the unfortunate situation of being medevaced out or your family member being medevaced out, we can hand you cash to help you when you land at whatever hospital you're going to so that you don't have to, like, figure things out right away. One time I traveled with my son to Seattle and on a medevac, and it would have been nice. It wasn't available then, but I had my ATM card, and I had a hard time finding an ATM back then to be able to access cash. So it's really nice to have that program. It kind of sometimes it regenerates. You know, people come back and donate back. We also have long-term care activities that are funded through the foundation, and there's some capital improvement, the things like the shower expansion and equipment for long-term care, like new wheelchairs and those kinds of things, and the Eden Project for the birds in long-term care. So the foundation kind of covers gaps where the core hospital budget isn't able to reach into.
Okay, so and for this year's Paddle Battle, are those funds earmarked to anything specifically, or all those areas you just mentioned?
So we are battling for education. That's battling for better education, and so more opportunities for our staff and more opportunities for scholarships for people to come and work, get educated and come here and work. So recruiting is a big thing, and then retaining people. So that's education is a really big part of the Paddle Battle. There are a lot of staff that have benefited from it, so that's where the money's going.
Okay, and I see it. Battling for Better Education is you got a logo this year and everything. It's got Devil's Thumb on it. We're not paddling out to Devil's Thumb, though, are we?
You can, okay. Joe, if you want to.
No, Phil can.
You and Phil. Yeah, your starting point is yeah.
But
Farragut Bay.
it's the same course. The distance is from Papke's.
Yep.
Medium from Scow Bay. Yeah. You can jump in the harbors if you want, or anywhere in between there if you want even shorter, right?
It's a race this year, which we haven't done before. So you're going to get a bib number. You're going to be entered in the race from whatever starting point you are. That group will compete for first and second place prizes.
Okay.
So we're going to try to amp it up a little
there
bit.
There are prizes. All right. Very cool.
We have prizes, yes. And we have some really nice prizes, but Alaska Airlines has donated 2 round-trip tickets for a raffle for us. So we're going to have raffle ticket sales going on until all those tickets are sold. So we're really, really excited. That's going to be a major part of our fundraising for the Paddle Battle.
Okay, so how do people get in on that raffle? Where are those on sale?
Those tickets will be printed next week, and they will be available at Rexall Drugs, and hospital employees will have them, and the business office will have them.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So for people thinking about the Paddle Battle, it's not too early to start soliciting donations and getting people to contribute some money for that kind of thing.
And yeah, we're still looking for door prizes and prizes for the paddlers, too. And let's see what else we have. Let's see. Oh, Friday the 26th, the day before that evening, I think it's around 5 or 5:30, we'll have a safety briefing for the paddlers. And then also for the safety boats, and we need more safety boats. So if there's anybody out there that would like to troll from Scow Bay into Petersburg, that's not a bad time to go.
It will be open.
If the fisheries are open.
Yeah, it is open at that time. I'm trying to think.
You can pretend.
I think the 15th. I think that final area opens.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. So still looking for people to help out there. And then at the end, you have a great barbecue at Sandy Beach for people who make it all the way.
Yeah. Hamburgers and hot dogs. And if people want to bring a dish, but it's open to the public. It's open to the community. So it's a big celebration. Celebrate our foundation. Congratulate our paddlers. I raffle tickets.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a very fun event for people who are listening out there. If you haven't done it before and are just novice or intermediate kayaker, this is a great opportunity because there are those rescue boats right following alongside you in case something happens. Right. And there's lots of people out on the water with this group. So it's a good time for people who aren't so sure of themselves, I think, to get out there on the water.
Yeah. We had a sort of a prize competition on the logo, and we were really excited to have someone do the logo, and then we were also
that's Emma Engel. She designed that logo.
Yeah, it was really nice, and we were able to get some T-shirts this year with Guardian was able to provide to sponsor some of the pay for the t-shirts, and we're going to put those logos on there. They're really nice, and they're for the paddlers.
Mm-hmm.
And who else gets those?
I'm not sure if we're going to have extras to sell. I hope right. we do, because yeah. I want one. They're really nice looking shirts.
Yeah, they're real yeah. nice looking shirts, and we're going to have those for the paddlers yeah. as an incentive to yeah. get out there and paddle. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Sign up online?
Yep, you can sign up online through the hospital website, pmcak.org. Or you can go to the hospital business office, which is on the first floor.
Okay. Darlene, are you paddling?
No. No, but I will help at the picnic,
okay.
believe me.
Okay. All right, great. Does that cover the paddle battle pretty well?
I think so. I just can't thank Alaska Airlines enough. This is a big donation for us to be able to do this, the raffle, because I think if we can sell all these tickets in a timely manner, that's a good chunk of change for our education program. I'm very excited about it.
Okay. The tides all work out, and I'm just read the times here. Papke's Landing, 10 o'clock in the morning, noon from Scow Bay, South Harbor, 12:30, and then the barbecue at 1 o'clock.
Right.
So ride that tide around the corner now.
Right.
All right.
Yeah.
Very cool. How about you, from your standpoint, Phil, anything else from the medical center we need to let people know about?
There's always a lot going on. One of the things I was probably should just mention, kind of a positive, we're working with Ketchikan and Bartlett, but Bartlett Psychiatry is here in town, and they're meeting with some of the organizations. One of the things we're trying to do is provide just work with Bartlett on collaborating on some of those services in town, both in person. They're going to come tentatively. They're thinking about coming in 3 days a month, and then providing some telepsych services as well. It's just nice to be able to work with Southeast partners in that way. So that's something we've been working on for quite a while, and we're just very excited about them being here in town and available.
Okay, so counseling services.
It's a psychiatry and counseling. Maybe something to add on. In a later time, but right now it's just the psychiatry portion. So working with PMC and working with Peaceful Mental Health Services through that as a referral stream to work with clients, and then using telemedicine to deliver those as well, in addition to the on-site services.
Okay. All right. Major projects going on this summer, or have you got a lot of the big stuff out of the way for a little while?
The master planning, which was, again, supported by the Denali Commission, is still going. It's moving forward. We have some information back. It's not a final, so I'm not able to share everything, but that's moving forward. It's actually pretty exciting, too.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. I'm trying to show positive things in light of all that. Sure. I'm always the glass half full guy, so I'm trying to show some of the positive things we're doing. But we also are very aware and are worried about the fiscal climate at the legislature. So if you can, I always support community members in any way to really to write letters related to the climate and what's going on up there with vetoing the vetoes, I think is something that's out there. So
okay, yeah. All right. And other than that, 4th of July, people are going to enjoy it, and long term care folks will get a chance to see the parade maybe
go
by.
Absolutely. All
right.
Yeah, we're excited. Yeah.
Very cool. All right. You cover everything pretty well. Thank you very much coming in. I think our next show will be first week in August, and that should be back on a Thursday. So you're listening to PMC Live.
Thank you.